saying that Johnny did not have anything that he couldn't talk about.
What do you think I'm telling you?
You're not telling me about him. You're talking about me.
Yes. And I am delivering to you the message that is most important from him.
Uh-oh.
Do you follow?
Thank you.
Do you understand now?
Yes.
This is the message from him.
Thank you.
And when you go into that silence, and when it's all right to be in that silence, you yourself will hear him more clearly. Do you follow?
Yes. Thank you.
And that's why it is important to be quiet.
Okay.
There's a lot more information in the silence than you think. And you have to learn to hear it. But you won't hear it until you stop talking. Till the mind stops talking.
That makes sense.
Our love to you.
Thank you, and mine to you.
Charge.
You!
Charge.
You! 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 You!
Bashar, thank you for being here.
Good day.
Good evening. Good day. First time question for you, talking about vibrations.
Vibrations.
I've recently been in a situation where I felt disappointment in a relationship.
Disappointment in relationship.
And
I wish you could all hear how that concept translates on our side. It is almost an impossible statement.
So my question is...
You are always in relationship, and it is really impossible to disappoint yourself from it. Continue.
It's about shifting my vibration is the question, how to shift my vibration so I'm not in disappointment with it. That's where I feel...
It is easy to shift your vibration. When you want to, you will. You don't want to. What do you mean I don't want to? Yes, I do. No, you don't. What do you mean? This is what I mean. Each and every one of you, everything you do, everything you experience, you choose to experience on some level. You all have definitions within you that allow you to determine that what you're experiencing is serving you somehow. When you don't believe, when you don't have a definition that what you're experiencing is serving you, you will not do it. You won't feel it. You won't experience it. Trust me, you won't. Because none of you chooses anything but what you believe is the least painful of your choices. So when you experience the idea of what you call disappointment, it is because you have been taught to buy into a definition that may be within your personality unconsciously. A definition that says that reaction is what will get you something. Sympathy, an excuse to not necessarily see yourself in the way you don't want to. I'm not saying this exactly to you, but you get the point in general.
Yes.
The idea is to look at your definition about what you're getting out of feeling the disappointment. Because somehow you believe it's serving you. When it no longer serves you, you will never feel it again. But as long as you believe that it is the most likely thing that will get you what you think you want, it may not be the thing that will get you what you want, but when you believe it is, you will continue to feel that way. Because all feelings are secondary responses to something you believe to be true. You cannot have a feeling without the belief first. So the feeling of disappointment somehow means that you need to feel that in order to feel somehow equitable with the situation or get something out of it that you feel you didn't get out of it any other way or get some kind of support for what you're going through in another way than you believe is possible. Is this making some sense?
Yes. I would like to shift this belief. That's